That's the unmistakable voice of Dame Olivia Newton-John. She was one of the best-selling artists of the 20th century and a woman adored throughout Australia and the world. Sadly, early this morning, her husband confirmed the star has died aged 73. Angela Bishop is Network 10's entertainment editor and the co-host of Studio 10 and joins me now. Angela, welcome.
Good morning.
This is pretty devastating news. What do we know?
Well, we do know that in her husband John Easterling's words that she's a symbol of triumph and hope, and that's what I'm hanging on to. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 1992, so it was part of her life in some way for 30 years. And pretty much for all of those 30 years, she set her mind to improving the treatment and outcomes for others with breast cancer. And to that end, we have the magnificent Olivia Newton-John Wellness Centre in Melbourne, the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund, which have made great strides in making sure that people who have breast cancer get the best holistic treatment they can get. We did this walk to the Great Wall of China back in 2008. And that was to raise, you know, what an amazing undertaking to walk the length of the Great Wall of China to raise money and make a big world statement of how important it was to raise funds for cancer. And she had some incredible people with her on that journey. Sir Cliff Richard was there. Ian Thorpe came along and the airline lost his shoes. I remember he walked for a day in bare feet. You know, just incredible, some of the stories that came. Everybody had been touched by cancer there. You know, these are the sort of things she'd do. She'd do the Olivia Newton-John walk for breast cancer every year, you know. And this is an enormous part of her legacy and as big a part of her legacy as, of course, her incredible musical career.
Yeah,
I mean,
which
100
we'll get
million
to.
Albums.
What an incredible
you know,
star,
it's
right?
Just so much.
Talk to me about your walk with her in China. I believe there was a song you played every morning.
It was a song we stood in a circle and sang every morning, holding hands. It was her hit song, Magic. You have to believe we're magic. The words have always gone into my head.
There
and,
it is.
Nothing can stand in our way. You have to believe we are magic. Don't let your
So take me to that. You would all hold hands and stand in a circle, and would she start the singing? I'm assuming
she'd start the singing, and that would set us on our day. I was there for the last 4 days of the walk. You know, there was a core team that had done the whole walk. A lot of us did sort of a section each, but she and her team had done the whole lot, and that was their inspiration every single morning, just to make sure that. You know, that we were, because gratitude was an incredibly important thing for Olivia too. That was part of her strength. She was always grateful for the good things and the positive things. And that's what drove her. And then, you know, we'd think of people we knew who had cancer, and pretty much everyone on that walk had someone in their life who, or had lost someone or had someone in their life who was fighting cancer. So they are some of the most precious memories I have. And that song is the most special Olivia song, but of so many.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
10
many.
Number one hits, 15 top 10 singles, 100 million albums, 4 Grammy Awards. I'm sure everyone has their own favourite for a reason.
And I'm sure a lot of them are in high rotation in people's listening lives already before this news broke, right? Because it's a staple of our music diet. She's such an incredible singer, the four-time Grammy Award winner, already had a string of hits actually before she even starred opposite John Travolta in the musical Grease. Mm. But Grease was that moment. It put her on another level of stardom, and it's still actually one of the most iconic films and musicals that young kids become obsessed with still.
That is absolutely true, and it will continue to do so for generations. Actually, John Travolta has posted something just a short time ago, and he said, "My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road, and we'll all be together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever. Your Danny, your John." So, and they were, of course, firm friends, very, very close friends right till the end. But it did. It put her into the stratosphere. There's no doubt about it. There are very few films that hold that place in people's hearts. In fact, Didi Conn, who played Frenchie in the movie, was also on the walk in China with us too. And she would often say that the way Grease changed the lives of everyone that was in that film was incredible, just life changing.
And of course,
their whole lives would point to Grease for some at some point.
And a little known fact, I don't know if everyone would know this, but actually, sorry, I'm an obsessive Olivia Newton-John fan, so this is a big day for me. But I got to say that they actually changed the whole idea of Grease. When she was chosen as the star, the Australian theme was actually added in because of her accent, right?
100%, yes. That's what they did, and she was kind of an exchange student, if you like, or over on a visit from Australia, because they just wanted to let her speak the way she did speak and be our Livy, if you like, and therefore sing in that beautiful voice.
She was part of a generation that really put Australia on the global scene. She was an international success. Obviously, she's huge for us as a country, but internationally she's well known. Was she a pioneer in that sense?
She was, certainly. I mean, literally the only person that had taken those steps before her, really, we lost on the weekend, is Judith Durham. Having had that number one success in England and the United States, which is something that Olivia would then emulate. Helen Reddy too, perhaps, these three incredible women. I think, but Olivia is certainly with the acting career as well, goes into a category all of her own. Absolute trailbreaker, a trailblazer for women wanting to pursue an artistic career, be it singing, be it acting, and know that the world literally is your oyster. You can do it if you put your mind to it. And she really did put her mind to it. She worked really hard. It was her passion and she threw everything into it.
Just finally, what was her impact outside of the musical world? We mentioned her cancer campaigning, which was huge, but really she had many passion projects, didn't she?
She did. She was campaigning, which was connected with the cancer, very vehemently for the use of medicinal cannabis for the treatment of people with cancer and particularly for the relief of pain. Her husband, John Easterling, was very involved in that and she was passionate about that, always presenting the latest research, findings and so forth, and using her own story to tell that story. And her friendships were lifelong. I'm thinking of John Farnham this morning, who will also be devastated. They did so much together. And Anthony Warlow, she was a life. Once she became friends with someone, she was a lifelong friend, loyal, passionate, so proud of her family, her nieces, her nephews, her brother, her sister. Yeah. She said her mother always taught her to be kind and that was what she always held uppermost in her heart.
Angela.
That she had to be kind.
Angela, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Patricia.
Angela Bishop, Network 10's entertainment editor. And here's Summer Nights. Up next on AM, they'll be looking at PNG's election results. We'll be speaking to the acting Prime Minister. But here's Olivia Newton-John with Summer Nights.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.